Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Erevin Daf Chof Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 19 lines from the top of Daf Chof Beis. Before we begin the actual learning of the Gemara, we glance at the side under the Nosei, the topic heading, where we've written, Haim Beis Sosayim Shabuta Matya Lepasi Biros. We're going to focus on the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who says that Pase Biros cannot include or surround an area greater than 2 Se'ah, an area which would measure 100 by 50 Amos, 5,000 square Amos. So this Shita, Hu Shi'ur Sheta Chabor Lechud, is the measure of 2 Beis Sa that Rabbi Huda mentions. Is that the measure of the area, the surface area of the pit? Or is that a shiur that takes into consideration not only the pit, but the additional 2 amos in all directions surrounding the pit that accounts for the rosho verubo, the head and the majority of the animal's body, which we have seen before, that must also be included within the Pase Biros. Now, if you say that the shiur of 2 saw is a measure of the pit itself, so then the final enclosed area of the Pase Biros would be more than 2 saw. If, however, you say that the shiur of 2 saw includes not only the pit, but the area that is supposed to be enclosed, the street area or surface area that must be enclosed as well, so that will give you a total, a maximum of 2 saw, which will be a smaller area enclosed than the previous approach. So we now turn to the Gemara, Ibaya Laho, or we should read the Dibur HaMascha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Beis Sosayim. Now, the question starts here with we have a long question marking. There are two sides of the question, Aleph, Oy, Dilma, or possibly Beis. Ibaya Laho, Bor Upasim Ka'omar, the shiur of 2 Sa'ah that Rabbi Yehuda mentions as the maximum he allows for the Pase Biros to enclose, is that 2 Sa'ah, which is the Bor and the pasim and the area included, or odilma bor velo pasim koma, or is the 2 saw the measure of the bor itself and not the area to be included within the pasim? So according to the second approach, more area would be included than in the first approach. And now the Gemara analyzes, presents the two sides of the question in an analysis form. So we go over the points. Odom nosein einov beboro. Does a person focus on the pit? And he sees that the pit is 2 saw, and therefore we can allow him for the Pase Biros to include more than the bor itself. And we don't prohibit enclosing an area larger than 2 saw with the worry that if we do allow enclosing an area more than 2 saw, a person will come to carry in a 2 saw area called a karpif, an area that's more than 2 saw, that's enclosed without a dwelling in it, is known as a karpif. And there is a rabbinic prohibition of carrying within an area more than a beis sosayim that has been enclosed for non-dwelling purposes. So once again, do we say that we will allow, that since a person in the Pase Biros focuses on the bor, and that even though at the end of the day he will be enclosing an area more than two saw in the case of pasiburos, we're not worried that he will confuse that with a general enclosure, a full-fledged enclosure of an area of more than two saw and end up carrying there. Why? Because according to this side of the analysis, a person focuses on the pit and he realizes that the pit is two saw, and in his mind he realizes that in other cases you can't enclose an area of more than two saw vis-a-vis Shabbos. Oy Dilma, Adam no sein einov v'mechitzasa. Or do we say that a person focuses on that which is in the area enclosed, the size, the dimension of the area enclosed in the mechitzos, and in this case it's the pasibiros, and we therefore cannot allow him an enclosure, a sum total area of more than two sa'ah, because v'gazrino dilma osi lechlufi v'yosim ribeis osayim bekarpif, because he might come to confuse this case with the case of the boar with another area of where an enclosure is made of more than two saw in a field, let's say. Toshma. So in order to resolve our question of what is Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, what exactly does he mean when he says you're allowed up to base sosayim? Is it the boar itself is base sosayim, or is it the entire enclosed area of a base sosayim? So we have a toshma that begins here, which the Gemara attempts to bring a proof, and you'll notice that we've used a long marking indicating how long it takes to develop the idea. It takes in a large Tanaic source, and after the source, the Gemara will be inferring from one aspect of the source to then conclude what Shitas Rebbe Yehuda is. We must point out, though, at the end of this effort, the Gemara, the line afterwards, you might skim down and notice where the beginning of the line, the Gemara says, Velohi, the Gemara is going to deflect this proof, and we could say it pushes it or rejects the proof, and we'll leave it at that. So now the Gemara. Toshma, Kamohein Mekuravin, how close in can the Pase biros be kedei rosha veruba shel pora, enough that you will still be able to have the head and the majority of the cow's body within the enclosed area. Vekamohein ruchakim, how far out can you spread the right angles forming the pase biros? Answer, afilu kur, afilu kurayim. Even one kur, even two kur, these are much larger areas. A kur, one kur is 30 sa'ah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Sosayim Mutar, Yesermi Beis Sosayim, also Rabbi Yehuda Shita, as we've seen in the Mishnah, he allows an enclosure of two saw and not more. Omru l'Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan argued, addressed Rabbi Yehuda, said, Iyata Moida Bidir Vesar Mukse V'chotzer, do you not concede that in these four types of areas, we don't have to translate them right now, but we can point out just chotzer, for example, is a courtyard. Don't you agree, afilu beis chameshes kurin, beis aseres kurin shemuter? You don't cap the limit of enclosure in those areas. So just like you allow even 10 kur to be enclosed if it's a courtyard, so why not say the same thing by the pasiburos? Omer lahem. So he answers, zu mechitza ve'elu pasim. In the case of the deer, the sar, the muktzah, the chotzer, you're dealing with a full-fledged enclosure. Here in the pit, it's a flimsy enclosure. It's pasim, it's right angles, right angle boards that form the enclosure, with the majority of the area between them being open. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bor beis sosayim, a beis sosayim muter. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that a pit that measures measures beis sosayim square is allowed. Velo amru laharchik ela kedei rosha v'ruba shopora, and there is an allowance to move them out only enough to include the rosha v'ruba of the cow as well, but no more than that. So according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who makes reference to the area of beis sosayim, what is his beis sosayim associated with? It's associated with the pit itself. Rabbi Yehuda appears in the same source. So we can infer from Rabbi Shimon Elazar that Rabbi Yehuda would be saying something else. From the fact that he says that the Beis Sosayim is an area that accounts for the pit without the pasim, without the additional area enclosed by the pasim, mechlal de Rabbi Yehuda bor u pasim koma. So we can infer that Rabbi Yehuda is who is arguing with him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in the same source. He is saying that the two saw is a measure of the bor and the area enclosed by the pasim. So that would answer our question, and it would match the Aleph of the original two sides of the question, where we had Aleph Oidomo Beis at the very beginning. The Gemara now says, Velohi, that is not so. Rabbi Yehuda bor below Pasim Komar. Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Sosayim is a measure of the pit without including the area enclosed, the additional area enclosed, which we refer to as the Rosh of Aruba. Well, then, Ihochi Hainu de Reb Shimon ben Elazar, then he's saying exactly the same thing as Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and that cannot be. The Gemara says he's not saying exactly the same thing. Iko binayu orich v'kotin. We'll explain this. As far as total enclosed area, square amma footage, they agree that the total area enclosed will be the bore of two saw plus a little more. Because the two saw that Rabbi Yehuda as well as Rabbi Shimon Elazar feature is two saw for the bore itself. What is their difference? The case of something that's not square, or if the kotamin, it's longer, long and narrow, as maybe a rectangular enclosure. So Rashi explains who holds what. He says that according to Reb Shimon, you require it to be a square area. According to Reb Yehuda, it can be long and narrow as well. The only fact, the only thing that matters is that it measures 5,000 square. And the 5,000 square amo measure is a measure for the pit alone, as we have said. We continue in the Gemara. Klal Omar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar gives a rule. Kol avir shetashmisho ledira, kagon, any enclosed area. An avir literally is the airspace. It's a place. It could be even an unroofed area, but it's enclosed for human dwelling purposes. That's kol avir shetashmisho ledira, kagon dir v'sahar mukse v'chotzer, like these kind of enclosures. Afilu beis chameshes kurim ubeis aseres kurim, even if it measures 5,000 kur or 10,000 kur, but it's designed for a person to be within that enclosure. Then mutter, it's allowed, even though it's much more than to saw. Bear in mind, this is the same Reb Shimon Elazar that spoke about pasi biros. The chol dira shetashmisha la'avir, any area, even if it happens to be covered with a roof, but it's designed for the area outside of it. In other words, people might be contained within it, but their purpose of being there is really for the area around it. Rashi gives the example, something like a booth that's designed for a shomer, a guard's booth. The guard is there in the booth not because he wants to be in the booth per se, but he's there because he needs to be in the area outside the booth. And we've seen Rashi earlier in the Masechta that says that the reason he's inside is only to protect himself from the elements, the external elements. And that's called a dira shetashmisha le'avir. Its purpose is really for the area outside of it, kagon burginin shebasados, like the huts in fields that are there for field guards to sit there. Then beis sosayim muter yosemi beis sosayim oser. The enclosure of that nature, of a tashmisha la'avir nature, where your presence there is really for the area outside of it, Then there is a limitation on how much area can be enclosed and still be allowed to carry within, and that is two sa'ah. The Mishnah. Reb Yehuda Omer, Im hoya rishus harabim mafsikoson yisalkeno litzdodin. If you have, let us say, the Pasi Buros is set up in a location that is in the middle of a thoroughfare. In other words, there's the pit in the middle of a thoroughfare, and you attempt to enclose the area. There is an illustration on page 50 of the Pirush Chai, illustration 40. So, in such a case, so then you have to move the Pasi Biros off to the side, so that the so that you don't have a situation of the public cutting right through the Pasi Biros, because their cutting through the Pasi Biros would be mevatel their effectiveness. So we call that the Rabbim is mevatel mechitza. The Chachomim oimrim einot tzorich. The Chachomim say you don't need to move anything to the side. The Chachomim are of the opinion that lo osi Rabbim umevatel mechitza. The public, though they are traversing through the area enclosed by the Pasi Biros, they do not void its effectiveness of being an enclosure for the purpose designed of drawing water from the pit to the surface. The topic heading, the nose, I osi rabim umevatli mechitza. Does the public come and cancel a mechitza? The Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Verbalazar, the Amri Trevayu, they both say, Kan hodiach ha-koychon shel mechitzas. Here we see the Shitas Chachomim that shows us the strength of mechitzas, that they serve as an enclosure, and we'll say, we can say in a legal sense, they're impervious to the public penetration. We say only in a legal sense. In reality, the public might very well be walking through the enclosed area, but it still is not viewed as a Rishus HaRabim, a public thoroughfare within the enclosure. That serves as testimony to the strength of the mechitzos. The strength, again, the legal strength. The Gemara goes on with a question. Kan usvirole, by Rabbi Yochanan's comment, it gives us the impression that he agrees with this, with the idea that mechitzos can withstand public penetration. Is that really so? V'omar Rabba Barachan Om Rabbi Yochanan. And notice we dash on Rabbi Yochanan to draw your attention that we're focusing on his opinion. He says, Yerushalayim, regarding the city of Yerushalayim, there's an illustration on page 50 at the bottom. The city of Yerushalayim, Il molid al sesenin alos belayla, if not for the fact that the gates of Yerushalayim were closed at night. Even though there is a wall around Yerushalayim, the gates need to be closed. If not for their closing at night, chayovin olel mishum rishus harabim. The Yerushalayim, the public thoroughfare of Yerushalayim, would be considered exactly that. Why? Well, because the public traverses the main drag, the main street, and is mevatel the mechitza. And it means even though it's the city is enclosed, but the fact that the people walk through it, that renders the street, the main streets of Yerushalayim, a Rishus HaRabim. The only way to be allowed to carry in that area is by the gates being closed, thereby preventing the enclosure of being cut through by the public. The Gemara answers, Elo Kan Velo Svirole. That when Reb Yehuda says Kan hodiach ha-koychan shel mechitzos, he means to say here the Chachomim hold by the strength of the mechitzos, as is evidenced by the Pasi Biros, but I don't hold from that. I, Reb Yochanan, hold that the public, if they have the ability to cut through from one from outside one end of the mechitza to outside the other end of the mechitza, that would cancel or void the effectiveness of the mechitza serving as such. We continue in the Gemara. V'rami d'rabbuda ad d'rabbuda, v'rami d'rabbanan ad d'rabbanan. The Gemara here wants to raise a double contradiction between within Rebbe Yehuda's, we'll see a contradiction, and within the Rabbanan, the Sanya. So, but before we go on with the question, just to review the main point, Rebbe Yehuda up till this point holds that public cutting through a mechitza enclosed area voids the mechitza. The Chachamim say it doesn't. Well, let's see this. Now, this is a source that we've seen already quite a few times while learning this Masechta. Yeser al kein omer Rabbi Yehuda, mi shehoyu lo shnei botim mishnei tzidei rishus harabim, a person that had owned two houses on across the street from one another, on both sides, two sides of a rishus harabim, of a public thoroughfare. So we have a street cutting through, and on either side a house. So we can say that it's closed on two sides with a thoroughfare going between the houses. Oisolo lechi mikan velechi mikan ukeru mikan vekeru mikan. You can put up the upright posts at the edges of one house, or two cross beams from extending from one house to the other. Venose beemsa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could carry between in the street between the houses. Ah, but isn't there a public thoroughfare cutting right through that area? Doesn't matter. We see from here that Ein Rabim Mevatlim Mechitza. Once you have your two walls, so the fact that the public travels between those two houses doesn't void the effectiveness of those two mechitzas serving as mechitzas. Amru lo, the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say, Ein Marvin Rishus HaRabim Mekach. You cannot enclose a Rishus HaRabim like that. So what opinion do they reflect? They show that the fact that the public cuts through the area between those two houses voids the effectiveness of those houses. And by the way, if you have the Pirush Chai, and for some reason the image is not 100% clear, if you go back to the first perek of the Pirush Chai, on page 10 of the Pirush Chai, illustration 60 will be of benefit. So we see Kashi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. We see a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Now our Mishnah said that the Rabbim, the public penetration voids the Mechitza, and here between the two houses, public penetration does not. And likewise, Kashya Durabonon, Adurabonon, whereas by the Pasi Biros, the public did not void the enclosure as being an effective enclosure. With regard to the two houses, they said it's not considered an effective enclosure. The Gemara answers, Derabiuda Derabiuda Lo Kashya. You can see we've underlined Derabiuda Derabiuda Lo Kashya. Likewise, on the next line, the same marking with the Rabbanan. Derabiuda Derabiuda Lo Kashya Hosom Diiko Shtei Mechitzis Mal Yisa. The quality of the two cases is different. In the case of the two houses on either side of a public thoroughfare where we saw Rebbe Yehuda to be lenient, that's because you have two full-fledged walls formed by the houses. In contrast to the Pasi Biros, where you just had what we call flimsy enclosure of some two right-angle boards at each corner, that quality enclosure doesn't match the strength of a full-fledged wall formed by houses. Therefore, hacha, in the case of the Pasi Biros, Rebbe Yehuda is machmir, leko shtei mechitzis malyus. You don't have two full-fledged walls. You've got four right-angle corners with most of the area between open. So, that's not a mechitza ma'alya. Therefore, Rebbe Yehuda feels the public penetration will ruin the effectiveness of that flimsy type enclosure. The Rabbanan Nami Lo Kashya. there, with regard to them, likewise, no contradiction. Hocha, in the case of the Pasi Biros, ikos shem arba mechitzos. You have what appears in your mind's eye to be four sides that are enclosed. They might not be fully enclosed, but certainly the beginning of an enclosure exists on the four sides of the Pasi Biros. You've got right angle boards, each board measuring an amo in width, so that around the four sides you've got the beginning of a mechitza. Again, emphasis on four sides. Hossam, in the case of the houses on two sides of the public thoroughfare where the Rabbanon were strict and did not allow carrying between them, that's lekos shem arba mechitzas. You don't have, even in name, you don't have four mechitzas, you just have two sides closed and the two other sides completely open. The two other sides being the public thoroughfare that cuts through. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You'll take note of the diamond around Rabbi Yochanan. This highlights maimros of Rabbi Yochanan that are related to one another. You can see here we have one, and on Omid Beis, several lines from the top, there will be another comment of Rabbi Yochanan that will reflect what we're seeing here. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayovin oleo mishum rishus harabim. First we translate, and we'll then leave the Gemara to explain itself. He says that the land of Israel is such that there is no rishus harabim. That means if you, on a strictly Torah level, anywhere in the land of Israel, if you carry something in any street for a distance of more than four amos, you will not be in violation of a Torah prohibition of carrying in Rishus HaRabim. He says there's no Chiyuv Rishus HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef Ravdimi v'komar lo'oi lo'ho shmaitza. Ravdimi was seated and said over this teaching, and Abaye heard it. Omer le Abaye le Ravdimi. Abaye asks, and here we have a question. So we have marked this as a long question. You can see it continues down several lines down Omid Beis. So he asks, "My taima, why is that? Why do you say that Eretz Yisrael ain't chayvim mishum rishus harabim?" So we're at the top of Omid Beis. He lema mishum demakif lo tsuma detzur mehach gisa. To appreciate this, before we even translate it, we glance at the Pirush Chai, page 51. You have illustration 42, the top illustration, and the 43, the middle illustration. So the issue here is that Eretz Yisrael might. You might want to say it's considered a non-public thoroughfare because it's an enclosed area, because in the north there are steep cliffs that serve as the northern border, and that's called Suma Detzur, and on the south, there on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, if you will, you have this descending cliffs that form a type of wall also, and that's called the Machtano is something that is a descent. The descent of Goder. Well, if that's the reason, well, Bovel Nami, the country of Bovel as well, where there is a Rishus Harabim, and yet Makiflo Pras Mehagisa, the Diglas Mehagisa. These are rivers, and these rivers have steep banks to them. So on one side of Bovel you've got the Pras River, on the other side of Bovel you've got the Diglas River. Would they not serve to enclose Bovel, and yet it doesn't? The Kulial Monami, the rest of the world as well, Makif Okeanos, is surrounded by the oceans of the world. So all land masses ultimately are surrounded by water. So would that not also render it such that there is no Rishus HaRabim anywhere? So what do you mean by Eretz Yisrael there's no Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara continues, Dilma maybe malos umordos koamris. So we take a look at Rashi, the fourth line from the top, malos umordos shebol koamris. That it's not that the whole land of Israel is there is no Rishus Rabbah, but rather there the land of Israel there are a lot of hills. Malos are ascents and mordos are descents. Rashi says she'ein chayavim aleihem mishum Rishus Rabbah de lo nicha drisa lidhu. It's not easy to walk on these velo havi Rishus Rabbah. So maybe the intent was that all the steep roads of Eretz Israel are not a Rishus HaRabim, because it's difficult to traverse them. But not, again, we're not that the whole land, there is no Rishus HaRabim, but rather a reference to all the steep roads in Eretz Israel are not a Rishus HaRabim. Maybe that's your intention. So this is what Abaye was saying and suggesting to Rav Dimi. Omar Lay, so Rav Dimi responds, Karkafna Chazise L'Reishoch Be Amudi Ki Omar Rav Yochanan Loha Shmaitza. The term Karkafna is a term referring to, literally it's a skull, but it means wise man. Rav Dimi is saying to Abai, you're a wise man, that you came up with this explanation. It's true. And he says, I saw the Reishach, the one who is in charge, your head, your Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Dimi is referring to Rabbah. Rabbah had been the teacher of Abaye. So Rav Dimi says, I saw your head, I saw your teacher, Bei Amudi Ki Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hashmaitz, I saw him seated between the pillars of the Beis Medrash or of the Shul when Rabbi Yochanan said over this teaching. So that what Rav Dimi is saying, that what you are saying, in effect, you probably got from Rabbah, who was there when Rabbi Yochanan said over this halacha. Itmar Nami ki also Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan the Amri Law, another version name wise Omer Rabbi Avo Omer Rabbi Yochanan Malus Umodos Sheberetz Yisrael Ein Chavim Lamishum Rishus Rabbim, the steep roads of Eretz Yisrael, the steep ascents or descents in Eretz Yisrael are not categorized as a Rishus Rabbim Lefi She'enon Kedigle Midbar, because they don't resemble the encampment of the Jews in the desert. The encampment of the Jews in the desert is the source of Hilchis Shabbos, especially with regard to the building of the Mishkan, from which we derive Hilchis Shabbos. So when it comes to Haitzah, we look at the way the Midbar and the Jewish camp was set up, and there was a flat setup, if you will, without steep inclines and descents. Therefore, since the steep inclines and descents are not characteristic of that which was Bedigle Midbar, the Malos and Mordos, do not constitute a Rishus HaRabim. Only if it resembles the setup of the camp of Israel in the desert with its thoroughfare, with its major thoroughfare, then it would be considered in other places as well a Rishus HaRabim. Bo Mine Rachba Me Rova. Here we have a question that lasts quite a few lines, and that's why we have the long question marking. His question concerns, and we have this also featured as our topic heading on the side, under the Nosei heading, Tel Hamislake, an incline. We'll see what the gradient is when we get into the Gemara, but the hill that we're talking about, in a public area, Aval Harabim Boikinbo, but the people, the public, walks over it. Ma Dino, Rishus Harabim or Rishus Hayochid. So now the Gemara. Bo Mine Rachbo Mirovo. Tehel Hamislake Asora Mitoch Arba Amois. If, as you are moving along the road, and in the course of four Amos, you will reach a height of 10 tvachim. We're talking about a street or road with a gradient that rises. With the statistics we just mentioned, it reaches a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos. And boken bo, means that the public cuts over it, you know, cuts through it, or means walks over it. That's verabin boken bo, and the public walks over it. Chayovin olav mishum rishus harabim, o ein chayovim olav. Is that considered a rishus harabim or not? Aliba de Rabbanan loti boyalach. The question is not posed according to the Rabbanan. Hashta umahosam de nichot hashmishte amri Rabbanan lo su rabbim umavatli le mechitzta. We know the Rabbanan hold in something like pase biros, where nichot hashmishte, it's comfortable, it's convenient for the public to cut through. Imagine, as we saw before, we spoke about an illustration in the Pirush Chai, like illustration 40 on page 50, it's easy for the public to walk through the enclosed area of the Pasi Buros. That's called Nichot Hashmishte. And yet the Rabbanan said that it's the public is not mevatel the effectiveness of the Mechitza. Hocha, the Gemara goes on, Hocha delo Nichot Hashmishte, here in this gradient situation, where it's not so comfortable, there's an incline of where you'll reach a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos of walking, so lo kol shekein, then all the more so, it would not become a rishus harabim. The fact that it rises 10 tefachim within 4 amos would give it the status of a non-rishus harabim. You might even want to classify it as a rishus hayochid. The main point for us is the fact that the public is walking over it doesn't ruin it or doesn't change it from having a non-Rishus HaRabim status. So the question is not posed to within the Shita of the Rabbanan to begin with. Kiti Boy Aloch, Alibod Rabbi Yehuda Amai. The question of Rachba is asking Rava, so he says, I'm asking you according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the din with regard to the status of this gradient within Rabbi Yehuda Amai? It might be that over there, by the Pase Biros, the Rabim we saw was effective in ruining the Mechitza status because of the fact that it's Nichot Hashmishte. That's Hosam Hu the Nichot Hashmishte. There in the Pase Biros, the fact that the public was cutting through would have rendered the Mechitzas as being ineffective, causing that area, even though it's within the Pasi Biros, to be Rishus HaRabim. Hocha, who, here in the case of the Teil HaMeslaket, the Lo Nichot HaShmishte, Lo Osu Rabim, Vatli Mechitzta. Being that it's not so comfortable to walk on such a gradient, the public does not cancel the Rishus HaYochid status of this rise. Oh, Dilma Loshna, or maybe that's not a factor, it makes no difference. And that Rabbi Yehuda holds across the boards that when the public cuts through or walks over an area, they automatically void the Mechitza status. Omar Le Chayovin. Rava responds, and we dashed underline this. We have to really focus on this line for the balance of this Amud of Gemara. Rava says that Chayovin, meaning it's Chayov Mishum Rishus HaRabim, that the Rabim is Mevatel the Mechitza. That's Rava's opinion, that basically all the time when the Rabim cuts through, according to Rebbe Yehuda, the Rabim will void the whatever would be the enclosure or the what one would think is a non-public thoroughfare. The Rabim, the fact or the existence of the public is what sets the tone. The Gemara asks, and the Gemara is going to ask a couple questions that try to stretch Rava to the extreme. Rava basically is saying that the Rabim are Mevatel Mechitza. Question. Even if you need a rope to ascend ascend there. There's an illustration on page 52, illustration 46. Are you going to say that something like that, a street that's so steep that you need a rope to walk up, but the public walks up there, they're mevatel the mechitza, and they make that also a rishus harabim? Omar Lein, Rava says, yes. V'afilu b'malois beis moron? Omar Lein, yes. There's an illustration, 47, that illustrates malos beis moron. The malos is an ascent, beis moron is the name of a place. He says, Rava says, yeah, if the public walks over that, that is a rishus harabim, that the rabbim come and are mevatel whatever mechitza status you might have assigned to it. And the practical application is that you would, if one were to carry four amos on Shabbos on such a road, he would be guilty of a Torah level violation. The Gemara raises questions. You can see we have triangles, and on the side of the Gemara, under the Mivneh heading, we've noted Gimel Kushios Al Tshuvas Rava LaSheila Hanal. Three questions that are raised on Rava's answer, that the Rabbim are Mavatel Mechitza. Of course, in a Gemara like this, since you see these successive questions, you realize that at each point the Gemara will attempt to deflect the question to respond that it does not pose a challenge to Rava. We have to remain focused in the discussion that we're working within the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. And where you'll ask, why? Because we know that he is of the opinion that the Rabbim, in the case of Pasi Baros, does cancel the effectiveness of Mechitza status. So we start with a question. The question lasts a number of lines. That's why we have a long question marking. Eisvei. Chotzer sharabim nichnosin lo bezu v'yoytzin bezu. And here again is a case in point where we had an illustration of this in the past, because we had this in the first perek back on Daf Ches. So you have a chotzer that is, chotzer by definition is an enclosed area, but there are openings in the enclosure whereby the public can walk through one end and come out the other. So the source says, Rishus harabim l'tuma, Rishus ayochid l'shabbos. If there's any tuma doubt, so it will have, this chotzer will have a rishus harabim status. This is really not our topic, so we're not going to elaborate on that any much more, other than saying that there's a concept of sofek tuma rishus harabim we call tahor. That will be the case in such a chotzer. But more importantly, the base point, rishus hayochid l'shabbos, the chotzer is considered rishus hayochid, and with all of those implications, including the fact that you'd be allowed to carry around in such a chotzer, even though the public cuts through. Money. Who is the author of this? E lemo rabbonon. If this source is taught in accordance with the rabbonon, hashto mahosam denicho tashmishte. Mind you, in the case of the Pasi Baros, where the opening is very large and it's very easy for the people to walk through, Amri Rabbonon lo osu rabim umavatli mechitzta. The public does not have the power, in other words, their easement rights through a particular area does not cancel the effectiveness of the mechitza. Achadoloni chotashmishte lo kol shekein. Here in the case of the chotzer, where it's not as easy to cut through as it is in the case of the Patsy Biros, the openings to a chotzer are narrower than you would have by the Pasi Baros, and if in an area of easy use the Rabbonin say the Rabbonin don't cancel, then here certainly the Rabbin wouldn't cancel. It would be obvious then the teaching of this source that the Chotzer is a Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos. You don't need to be taught that according to the Rabbonin. So you have a source that teaches it, El Olav Rabbi Yehuda, it must be in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that by the Pasi Baros the Rabbim is Mevatel the Mechitza, but that's because you're dealing with Pasi Baros. However, in general though, there isn't a rule. Unlike Rava, in general, the Rabbim are not Mevatel the Mechitza. even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's a kasha on Rava. Loi li'olam rabbanan. The source with the chotzer that we just had, the first triangle enclosed source, is according to the rabbanan. Urshus harabim letumo it's richolei. In fact, the Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos is obvious. That point is not the reason the source was taught. It was taught only by the way. The main purpose of this source is to inform us that the Chatzer has a public thoroughfare status with regard to Tum'ah. As we said before, if there's any Tum'ah doubt of Tum'ah that arises in such a Chatzer, we will declare it Tohar. What's the main point that we've seen here? We attempted to answer a question regarding Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We deflected the question by saying that the source brought in as a question is not a Rabbi Yehuda source, but rather it's the Rabbanan. Toshma. So we try again. We have a source. In the source, you will notice on the next line a bracketed phrase, and that's because the language is not 100% clear. Mevuos amufuloshos beboros. This term is what the Gemara is going to call into question on the next line, but we're talking about alleyways that are mufuloshos. That means they're through alleyways. Beboros beshifen uvemaoros. They're through alleyways in pits. Shifen maoros, other kinds of depressions like pit-like depressions. Rishus hayochid leShabbos rishus harabim letumah. They, as far as Shabbos is concerned, they have a Rishus HaYochid status. With regard to Tumah, a public thoroughfare status. And here the Gemara interrupts and asks, Boro Salka Daitoch? What do you mean an alleyway in a pit? That people don't have alley. People don't build alleyways in pits. Elo, rather, Liboros. An alleyway. Now here's an illustration on page 53, illustration 50 in the Pirush Chai. There'll be an alleyway that at one end of it there is a pit, and there's a little spot in the illustration. There's a little spot you can walk around the edge, but an alleyway like that is considered a Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos, Rishus HaRabim LeTumah. Money. Who would author this? Ilema Rabbanon. If you think it's the Rabbanan, this would be unnecessary. It would be too obvious that it's a Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos. Hashtuma hosam v'nichot hashmishtei amri lo osu rabim umuvat li lo. Mind you, over there in the case of the Pasig Biros, where it's easy for the public to cut through, and yet they do not void the mechitza from its effectiveness, and the area within is still a Rishus HaYochid. Hacha the low nichot hashmishtei low kol shekin. Here, where it's harder to cut through, all the more so it would be obviously a rishus hayochid vis-a-vis Shabbos. So this source would be unnecessary to be taught within the rabbanan. Elo lav Rabbi Yehuda hi. Rather, it's a source according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we see here that if it's low nichot hashmishtei, if it's not easy, it's not comfortable to cut through, it is no longer a rishus harabim, even though the rabbim does cut through. Kasha on Rava, because Rava said even where it's uncomfortable, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will have a rishus harabim status. Here we see not so. Loi, the Gemara rejects this and says the Oilam Rabbanan, the source we just read, is really in accordance with the Rabbanan. And as far as the Shabbos point that it's a Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, that is in fact obvious. Rishus HaRabim Lutuma, it's the Richole. I need the source to tell me that this kind of Movui Mefulish Laboros is a Rishus HaRabim with regard to any suffix involving Tum'ah. And as we said before, that means suffix Tum'ah Rishus HaRabim will be rendered tohor. Ta shma. Well, we quote another source. Again, the triangle indicates a question on Rava, and we'll also refer to illustrations that you find on page 54 of the Pirush Chai. You have illustration 51, the Gemara. Ta shma. Shvilei beis Gilgal v'chayotze bohen. Steep paths like the paths of Beis Gilgal and similar to them. Rishus Hayochid LeShavish is Rabim LeTumah. And again, we've dashed underlined the Hayochid LeShavish. This is the focus of our discussion. Beizu Shvili Beiz Gilgal. What is that? Amri de Beravyanai Kol Shein Hoeved Yochol Litol Saw Shelchitin VYarutz Lifnei Sardut. It's so narrow that an eved, a slave, could not carry a saw. A saw is a measure of chitim, a certain measure of chitim of wheat, and run in front of the sardut, in front of an officer. In other words, if you're dealing with a very narrow path, so there's no room for someone to cut ahead of someone else that's already walking on that path. Now, it is obvious, though, that it's a path for the public. It's a public path, but it's not easy to walk over it. And as such, it's called the Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos. Moni, who is the author of this? Ilemo Rabbonon, as we've seen already, twice already. Hashto Mahosom, in the case of the Pasi Bros, the Nichot HaShemishto Amri Rabbonon Lo Osu Rabbim Vatli Lo Mechitzto, where in the Pasi Bros case it was easy for the public to cut through, and yet the Rabbim did not cancel the Mechitza status of that enclosure. Ocho, in the Shvile Beis Gilgal, the Lo Nichot HaShemishto, it's not easy to walk over there. Lo Kol Shekein, it would be obvious, according to the Rabbonon, that it's a Rishus HaYochid. No. It's more obvious than it's than the case of the Pasi Biros, and yet in the Pasi Biros they say it's a Rishus HaYochid. So certainly over here, I don't need to be taught that which is obvious. Elo Lav Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Rather, this source of the Shvili Beis Gilgal is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, and again, Kasha on Rava, because here we see something that the Rabbim traverses, and yet it has a Rishus HaYochid status. Omar Lei. So he says back, we'll say Rava would be responding to defend himself. Shvile Beis Gilgal Kol Amris, are you trying to ask on me from the case of the paths of Beis Gilgal? Now the paths of Beis Gilgal were in Eretz Yisrael. So he goes on to say, Yehoshua Oyev Yisrael Hoya, Yehoshua who was responsible for the conquest of the land of Israel. And he loved the Jewish people. Omad v'tikein lohem drochim v'sratya. He came and established what constitutes a public thoroughfare, and sratya, also drochim v'sratya, are expressions of roads. And with regard to Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua established kol echad denichot hashmishta mosrabim, where it's easy to walk, then it belongs to the public. Where it's a type of path that's not easy to traverse, then it's given over to the private individual. Rashi adds, Yoshua Oyev Yisrael Hoya, Uvamalus Zemurdus Deretz Yisrael Modinoloch. Rava says that with regard to the steep ascents and declines of Eretz Yisrael, I concede to you the Ein Chavim Aleim, that they are not one would not be chayav for carrying on them on Shabbos. The chiamino loch the chayovin, and when I say that one is chayav for roads, even if they're steep, b'shar arosis kamina, I was saying it with regard to other lands, other countries. There's a Tosfos at the bottom, Yehoshua of Yisrael Hoya. Davko Shvili Beis Gilgal Delonicho Tashmish De Klau. Can refers Rav Yanai. Tosis limits this Rishus HaYochid status to the Shvili Beis Gilgal that are very difficult to traverse. As Rav Yanai explains, Sheino Eved Yochol Lorutz. The Eved cannot run in front of someone walking ahead of him with a package. Avol Masui Mefulish Liboros. However, Movui again. Avol Movui Mefulish Liboros. But something like we saw before, the alleyway that ends up at a bore, at a pit. The Chotzer Shirab Nichnosin La Bezu V'Yosin Bezu. Have Rishus HaRabim LeRebbe Yehuda. That will be a Rishus HaRabim according to Rebbe Yehuda. Afagav Dehavu Shel Yochid, even though it might actually be owned by a private individual. Hoyol V'nicho Tashmishtei, since it's easy to use, it's a comfortable type area. The Roi L'Moso LeRabim Have Rishus HaRabim LeRebbe Yehuda Ayedei B'kias Rabin. And therefore, even though we're dealing with Eretz Yisrael, it will be considered a Rishus HaRabim, according to Rebbe Yehuda, by the fact that the Rabim penetrates it. In other words, in the spirit of that which Rava said, that the Bekias Rabim voids the area of being considered with Mechitzos, as being considered enclosed. So that to summarize this last section of Gemara, Rava explains within the Tana Rebbe Yehuda that under almost all situations where the Rabim, where the public walks over or penetrates a certain area, that area will not be considered enclosed. A slight exception would be very steep paths in the land of Israel. They, even though the public traverses them, Rava will concede that Rebbe Yehuda will not call them a Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah. This Mishnah we've seen quoted in a previous Gemara. It's indicated on the side. This is from Daf Yud Ches. We saw this. Echad Bor HaRabim Ube'er HaRabim Ube'er HaYochid Oisin Lohen Pasin. These three examples lend themselves to the Pase Biros setup. Avol the Bor HaYochid, but if it's a privately owned Bor, a Bor is a pit for water storage as opposed to a Be'er, which is a live spring, but a Bor HaYochid, privately owned Bor, Oisin Lo Mechitza Gvasar Tfochim Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that would need a proper enclosure, a wall, going all around it. The wall, the mechitza, the fence measuring 10 tefachim in height. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Ein oisin pasin el ber harabim bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says that one does not use the pasin setup, which is the right angle boards with large gaps between them of 10 or 13 and a third amos. That is not used except for a be'er harabim bilvad, a publicly owned live spring. Lishar oisin chagura gavoya asora tvochim. But with regard to all the rest, a chagura is a Rashi. The Tosis at the bottom says mechitza. According to Rashi, he says hekiv shel chavolim, a rope enclosure. But whichever shot you use, it's a more significant enclosure than pasi biros. It's a rope enclosure or a mechitza measuring a height of 10 tefachim. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.